the craziest place you've been locked out of?
My sister's house in Michigan when I was visiting. In my pajamas, taking her dog out.
Michigan gets cold, too. What part of
this
the year was
this
it?
This was still nice out.
Oh, okay.
But she was at work.
Oh. How did you get she back
had,
in?
I had to wait for... Over
you had
an hour
to wait
outside with the dog till
Did
she
you have
could
a phone
run
with
home.
You?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I was able to. No, I didn't have the phone. I had to go to the neighbor's house and call.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, that was fun.
That's fun.
Hey, me and my jammies in the front yard.
Guess what? You don't know me
with her dog Tally Ho. Tally Ho Devereaux was a dog.
That's fun. That's fun. Yeah, I had a scare this morning. Mm. Went to the restroom real quick. And, you know, we are in a building, the office building there, and on the sixth floor. The restrooms are a communal restroom. And they're
in the hallway.
And they're in the hallway, right. So I left this morning to use the restroom real quick, right? And when I was finished and I was coming back, we have these doors that lock as soon as you leave.
And I was not here yet. You were the only one
yes.
in the entire building.
In the entire
I'd
building.
Say.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And I get and I like check. I do the little pat pat.
Oh.
And I'm like, where's my keys? I don't have my keys.
Nothing's in my pocket.
Like normally I just have my keys or my keys in my pocket. Like what's going on? And so like I kind of like my brain is going crazy.
Racing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And I kind of jiggle on the door handle a little bit and
yep, still it's locked.
It's gonna be locked.
Not
yes,
in.
Not gonna be getting in and you know, Kelly, you're not close behind.
No, yeah, no.
So Kelly,
I'm rolling in with my hair on fire.
Right,
like,
exactly. Like 30 seconds before the mic
yeah,
turns on.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh. Okay, retrace your steps. Like what
go back in the bathroom.
And so yeah, so I went back into the bathroom and they were sitting there on the sink next to the sink. And I'm thinking, and I never do this. I never take, but I had my keys in my hand.
Were you in the stall?
When I went, we don't need to worry about that. And I set, when I was watching my hands, I set my keys down.
Instead of in your pocket.
Instead of in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I just left them there.
Yeah.
And that was,
oof.
That was really stressful for a hot second.
Yeah.
There. And you know,
your face gets all hot.
Oh my
right?
gosh. Like, well, and you're like, okay,
the
where can I, have you ever
always
had to break into your own house?
No, fortunately.
Yeah.
Because we ended up putting one of the coded doors
yeah.
where you can punch in a
see,
code and
okay.
get in the back.
So back in the day, I had to break into my own house, but luckily, like we normally.
Did you have to like break a window?
Well, no, we normally leave a window that's unlocked, or I knew that this window could have been unlocked.
It's a secret window.
And so the only thing was I had to try to get beyond the screen.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had to
rip the screen.
I had to kind of rip the screen a little bit to get in. But I was
and then
literally,
your neighbors probably saw you climbing in your window.
Yeah,
going,
what an
what
idiot.
What is he doing?
Yeah, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? But anyways, that stress you get when you realize,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I'm locked out.
It's fine. You found the keys on the counter, on the sink there when you went in the stall.
That's assumptions.
When nature calls.
Assumptions.
You have to answer.
Anyways, it's 99.7 TJX. It's kind of funny. We did get several people reach out about strange places they were locked out of.
Mm.
Lizzie said that she was watching her and her best friend's kids. So there are six kids in the house. She takes the trash out, back door locks after the youngest locked it.
Oh, no.
And so she was without her phone. So
she was stuck in the backyard, luckily 5 or
yeah.
so minutes. Felt like an eternity of beating on a window and hollering. My middle son came and unlocked the door for me. Also, I didn't have a phone, so I was almost starting to panic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I know.
That island you feel when you
yep.
have no way to communicate.
Yep, no way to communicate. And then, of course, Swiftie Kim. Text us and says, strangest place I've ever been locked out of, the Taylor Swift official store website.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not the same thing, Swiftie Kim, but we appreciate the emotions you probably felt.
Well, it was, I remember when we were in Seattle for my sister's wedding and we had rented a house. I've told this story before, but my youngest daughter, Zoe, was maybe like 2 years old, and she locked herself in the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
And we're,
at two.
Yeah, and we're in a house that we rented, so no one had, like...
Yeah, it's not like it's in a restroom where you can crawl under the door.
So literally, we had to dismantle the doorknob to even get her out. And we're just sitting here going, okay, Zoe, see the little thing? Okay, turn that.
Yeah.
Turn it. You know,
no,
we're trying.
She's two.
No, she's not going to pay attention.
Yes.
So, yeah, anyway.
Zoe's kept your life interesting.
She has. Yes, she has. Zoe's the third one, right?
Yeah.
Zoe's the third one. All right.